We've got our very own maths whiz right here at home. Grade 11 King David Lingsfield student Noah Greenblatt just took part in the Pan African Mathematics Olympiad, where the South African team came first overall, and Noah earned himself an individual gold medal for his outstanding performance. And the best part, he's as humble as he is brilliant. Well, he's on the line now, and we want to find out what it takes to go from high school classroom to international maths champion. Noah, thanks so much for joining us here on The Home Run. Firstly, congratulations, mazel tov. And before we get to the serious stuff, be honest, what's tougher, a 4.5 hour Olympiad paper or a long day of back-to-back classes?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the introduction.
So what is more difficult?
Interesting question. Honestly, I'm gonna go with the 4.5 hour Olympiad. No, it takes a lot of concentration, and at the end, I'm always exhausted.
I'm sure. For those of us who are not familiar with what a maths Olympiad really is, can you just give us an outline?
Of course. So Olympiad competitions, competitive maths, is like a very long time for very few questions. So these papers are 4.5 hours for three questions. And like, you know, it's exhausting.
You are a better person than me.
Thank you. No, well, also something particular with Olympiads is that they require like very meticulous logic and proofs. So like you always have to back up absolutely everything and make sure you're not leaving anything out. And like answers can go from like one to sometimes even like 3 or 4 pages.
How do you prepare? I mean, like, are you just expected to know everything there is to know about maths?
Unfortunately, in these papers, they do expect you to know quite a lot. But how I prepare usually is sometimes I just like learn the theory. So go over various theorems and stuff that I should know, as you said, and also past questions all the time. Now, all the time working on questions.
When you realized that the second paper was on Shabbat, because I read that, what went through your mind and how did it feel when they made an accommodation so that you could still compete?
Yeah, so when I did originally hear it, I was quite disappointed because I had worked long and hard to get into the team in the first place. And when I first was like, I was happy because I realized I made the team, and then disappointed that I couldn't, and then like elated again after realizing they'd be able to make a plan. So it was a bit of a roller coaster.
And was all of that in a couple of hours or a couple of days?
It was in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay. But, so it's extended
like
anxiety.
Yeah. I was overthinking it a bit, but
we all do that. You were the only Jewish student there. Did that feel intimidating, empowering, or maybe even a bit of both?
Yeah, it definitely was a bit of both. There were certainly times in which I felt like no one here can exactly like relate to me. I'm from such a different background. But like overall, I feel like my observance and my religion and the fact that like I showed it actually got me more respect than anything else. Like everyone was very they were all interested and very curious about it. And it felt great to answer their questions and like tell them what Judaism is.
Who else was part of the team? I mean, I don't need to know names, but like, you know, who else was there?
So the team consists of 3 boys and 3 girls. It was all across high school from very different parts of South Africa. Like the majority of the team's actually in Cape Town, but then there's me from Joburg, someone from Pretoria. So it's like from all around the country.
And you said you felt a bit of both, a bit intimidated and a bit empowered being the only Jewish students there. Were there any conversations or questions that the other participants raised with you about Israel or your Jewish identity? And if yes, how did those conversations go?
There were certainly many questions about like, a common one is what are you not allowed to do? Which is, of course, I'm happy to answer. But there were a few small altercations here and there about Israel and the government and the political situation. But luckily, I was in an environment where everyone was respectful, and I tried to be respectful as possible myself. And like, after various interactions, like I shook hands, and overall it was constructive conversation.
I read your message on Facebook, and your message to others was about curiosity and hard work. Where does your drive come from, and what helps you keep going when it gets tough?
Well, I feel like definitely something behind it for me is actually the love for the subject. Because for me, maths represents a lot of things. It represents like constant searching and like different ways of thinking about the same thing. And that's always fascinated me. So for me, like the enjoyment of it and the love for it not only actually helps you to continue, but it also helps me to actually do better. Like in loving it, I see more things and I'm able to solve more problems.
Have you always loved maths from the time you were a little boy?
Yeah, always.
No, are you normal?
When I was like six, I used to go into my parents' room in the morning and say, please, can you give me some sums?
Oh my.
I want to do some maths.
Oh my, I'm not, I, so, I don't yeah. relate to that at all, but it sounds amazing. Looking back, what's something meaningful that you took from the Olympiad that had nothing to do with maths?
Nothing to do with maths. It's definitely the multicultural aspect. The fact that, like, I really did put myself out there. I had no idea about any of these cultures before, and I made some new friends from completely different backgrounds. I made friends from Ghana, from Nigeria, from all over. So that's great. I've definitely taken that away from it.
Noah, just to prove that you are human, what do you do to relax? Is there a Netflix show, a sport, or even a snack that's your go-to after a long day of equations?
Okay, well, what I love to do is sleep.
I can relate to that one. So what, you're either doing maths or you're sleeping. Do you dream about maths?
Okay. I've been asked that a lot, actually. Not particularly, but I just think about it a lot all the time, like when I'm awake, when I'm not doing it. So the sleep is when I can get away from it. Also, like things that I like to do when I'm not doing maths are like chess. And I like playing table tennis with my dad as well. So.
And what are you going to do when you finish school?
That too. When I'm finished school, oof. I have no idea yet. I know I probably should.
No, I don't know if you should, but my guess is that it's probably going to be something to do with maths.
Yes, it'll be something related to maths in some way, whatever it is.
Very perceptive of me there.